Standing in front of the feed shed door, I made a quick review of my objectives. I would enter the structure through the warped door and check out the trap situation. If we had captured a thieving raccoon, I would post a guard and remain on station through the rest of the night, just to make sure the little creep didn't escape or tear anything up. If the trap was empty, I would return to base. That pretty well covered it. Maybe you think this kind of plan and review procedure wasn't necessary, and I'll admit that a lot of your ordinary dogs wouldn't have bothered to go through a checklist. But we do things a little different in our security division. See, 90% of mission failures are caused by dumb little mistakes. Inadequate planning, poor concentration, and what was the other one? I don't remember, but it was a dandy. Oh well, two reasons for mission failure are plenty. After all, it only takes one dumb mistake to wreck a mission. Where were we? Oh yes, poor concentration. The main difference between your heads of ranch security and your ordinary run of ranch mutts is... I can't remember that one either, so let's skip it and get on with the mission. Okay, I was ready. I squared my enormous soldier's shoulders, let us say, and took a big gulp of air. I would need that air when I got inside. Air is extremely important. And 90% of mission failures are caused by lack of air. I went into the crouch position, inched towards the warp section of the shed door, and allowed my nose and head to penetrate inside. There, I switched over to infrared vision and scoped out the interior of the shed. I saw sacks of feed, 15 bales of prairie hay, and Slim's live trap. Twisting the knobs on the night scope, I brought the trap into focus and scoped it out from one end to the other. At first, the trap appeared to be empty, but closer inspection revealed that it was, well, empty. Phooey. Either the burglar hadn't shown up or the trap wasn't working. I had no choice but to go closer and check it out. I slithered my way inside the shed and marched straight to the trap. It was still empty, so that confirmed our first observation. The next question was, why? I ran my gaze over the trap, studying the mechanical components and the trigger mechanism. It seemed pretty obvious that Slim had muffed the job of setting the trap. I mean, it was a simple device, and any dog could have set the thing right, but Slim had tried it on his own without a dog around to keep an eye on things. So what could you expect? A typical cowboy job, slapdash and half done. I would have to enter the trap myself and conduct a complete and thorough inspection. My report would send shockwaves all the way to the top, but that was too bad. It couldn't be helped. Incompetence must be explored. Exposed, let us say. Incompetence must be exposed. I crept inside the trap and started dictation. March the 12th, 2:47 a.m. What we are looking at is a crude live trap made by a cowboy welder. Over here, we have the linkage mechanism made of metal rebar. The linkage runs from the trap door on the anterior side and connects to the trigger mechanism inside the trap. You'll notice that the trigger is made of an old license plate. It seems clear that the failure occurred because the trap wasn't properly armed and set. To prove this, we will now set a paw upon the trigger plate.